Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This hour is going to be highlighted by a conversation as we end the year with Dr. Ron Hoffman, who has a great newsletter, the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, highlighting the top 10 health news stories of the year. That's what we're going to do in the first half hour, Richie. And then in the second half hour, we're going to spend time with Ron talking about New Year's health resolutions. How do you resolve to make your health? And this is practical stuff, not the usual pie in the sky things that you can't do or you won't do. You know, the usual. What do we have, Kenny? What was the result? Let me look at the poll from yesterday, because we asked for the top five New Year's resolutions and you to tell us which one yours was. See, 31% of you want to lose weight. I would bet if we went back over the last 18 years you and I have been together, Richie, and the 12 years, Kenny, you and I have been together doing these polls, that losing weight would be number one at least 10 out of the 12 years. You think? Maybe more.
I would say 12 out of the 12.
12 out of the 12 years, yeah. Okay. Let's see here. 16% said exercising more. 14% said I don't make resolutions. Good for you. 10% said quit smoking. 9% said get a better job. 12% said save money. 8% said other. Yesterday, I talked to a fellow who I wanted to hire as a guy. We need a handyman sort of person on the farm. And we have between the three farms is work for somebody pretty much all the time. And so we've been looking for months to find this person and haven't yet been able to. And I felt yesterday was pretty close until I got to the point of asking him, because I always ask everybody, do you smoke? And he said, yep, I don't drink, I don't do drugs, but I smoke. I said, well, you know, I can't have people on the farm smoking. He said, thanks for the call, and he hung up. So what does that tell me? Well, I mean, I always ask everybody about it because I don't allow smoking on the farm. You're just asking for it. Even if I wasn't such a crazed anti-smoker to begin with, but you don't have people around the farm smoking because there's too much dangerous stuff around that you know, people may not think about, and therefore it causes a calamity. But the number of people who smoke, I will tell you, we've had more success. But there's an interesting question that Dr. Ken asks all the time, and I might ask Ron the same thing. The ardency in which people want folks to quit smoking tobacco products, but many of those same people say, yep, let's legalize marijuana. And what that does to you, marijuana, by the way, is cigarette smoking is horrible for you. Marijuana smoking is worse in terms of its physical impact
on
your body.
With that, marijuana smokers say, the cigarettes are way worse, you know.
No, they are.
Marijuana is all natural.
It seems to me,
anytime you put something smoky in your lungs, it's
in your lungs,
not a good
right.
idea.
Marijuana in your lungs is death. It really is. I mean, it may sort of calm you down a little bit. But if you constantly smoke marijuana, I guarantee you will die at an early age because of what it does to your lungs. So, having said that, let's get to Ron in a matter of moments. Meanwhile, a couple of other things that we've been talking off and on through the course of the program today about this tragedy that took place in a Walmart store. A lady with her two-year-old child shopping. Walking down the aisle, and the kid's playing with her bag, and she's got a gun, no safety, loaded. He, in the bag, doesn't know what he's got his hands on, but he squeezes the trigger. The woman is 29 years old. Well, she isn't any longer. She's dead. So as a result of that, I have asked about guns and safeties. We heard from a couple of, two or three, Jennifer, was that in the first hour you were on, or was that Kenny?
That was you and I, the first
hour. So we had three or four people calling.
A lot of them, yeah.
To explain guns and whether safeties are on all guns. Here's a fellow named Joseph who sends me an email. Not all guns have safeties. I carry a Para Elite 45, which means nothing to me. What's a Para Elite 45? Anybody know? Obviously, kind of handgun.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, it has a round in the chamber, he says, with a thumb safety on it. Takes less than a second to drop the safety and fire the round. A child can fire a weapon with a safety on. My weapon takes 3 pounds of force to drop the safety and 3.5 pound pull to fire the weapon. I have many weapons from revolvers to semi-autos to single-shot weapons. I always carry a 45 that's cocked and locked. Sometimes another side piece, usually a revolver, and an ankle holster, no safety. Good God. This guy's in Evanston, Indiana.
What's he think he's going to run into?
I was going to say, what's going on there? That is, woo! That's heavy stuff.
Are you carrying two on you at all time?
I'm getting that from looking at the email. Yeah. But how fast can you get the one that's on your ankle?
Well,
what are you looking? What do you think is going on?
Before about the guy that was a producer of one of our shows here.
Yeah.
He was 26 or something like that, leaving a bar. He was walking on the sidewalk with a bunch of with his girlfriend or his date.
Yeah.
And ran up against a bunch of guys. They started giving her a hard time. He, of course, stepped in to protect her, and they just started wailing on him.
Really?
I mean, they would have killed him had he not reached into his ankle and pulled this little teeny gun that he had out and just started firing like crazy.
Really?
And they all ran away. He got one of them in the butt and one of them somewhere else.
Yeah.
This guy, broken jaw, broken ribs, broken wrist. I mean, just he was all kinds of beat up.
Mm-hmm.
But he had that thing in his ankle and the little teeny thing, a pea shooter, but it was enough to make him run away and save his life.
Yeah. Well, so there's an argument for it. Sad, the reality that we have people like that in the society that we live in that are just interested in hurting people. What a horrible reality.
This was up in Connecticut, too. Nice neighborhood.
Oof. All right. I failed to deliver on my promise of telling you the most used word of the year. Isn't even a word. If you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see. Now, I thought these were emoticons, but they're called something else, an M-Joel?
Emoji.
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 Is that not an emoticon? What's this?
It's the same thing.
Abbreviation for it?
Yeah.
So, this is the 15th year that Global Language Monitor has unveiled what it says the most commonly used word, phrase, or name, and it isn't either or any of those. This comes from computerized algorithms that analyze the use of words across the internet. They have all kinds of sources they check. They look at newspapers around the world, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the heart emoticon tops the list of the most used words of this past year. How about that? The heart emoticon.
More than the smiley face.
Oh, heart you.
Yeah. Really? Huh. So that story at DougStephan.com. Dr. Ron Hoffman here in a matter of moments. The top medical stories of 2014 in our focus.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping.
Happy Me Year.
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid.
Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th.
Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/YouYear for details.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License office. State and number 330.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us now at 16 past the hour in the Doug Steffen Good Day program. He has one of the best medical newsletters I've ever seen. It's called Intelligent Medicine. You can sign up for it by going to Dr. Hoffman, two Fs, drhoffman.com. Before we get to the top stories medically of the year, the CDC, according to a story that we have in the Today Show section at DougSteffen.com, has declared a flu epidemic this year because 15 children are dead. What does this really, what's the story here? Is this an epidemic, or is this the CDC doing its usual jumping off of the driving board into a pool with no water? What's the scoop?
Well, you know, every year respiratory infections kill kids and the vulnerable and the elderly, and we declare it an epidemic. It's nothing new. This year, however, the flu is more virulent. It's a variant that is called H3N2, which is something that a little more severe than usual. Not the killer flu, not the zombie apocalypse yet, but it's also something that's eluded the vaccine. We missed the wrong vaccine.
The vaccine is
like a long range weather forecast. It's like, okay, are we going to have a cold winter or a warm winter? We can't really predict that in July with great accuracy.
Mm. All right, from your mouth and mind to our ears, the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter declares a number of health stories as important. What's the number one story in your research? Not what everybody else would have expected, it would seem.
Well, in my opinion, it's not Ebola. Yeah, that turned out to be a flash in the pan. That was a big story, but it was a big story by virtue of being not a big story, ultimately. The number one story, in my opinion, for 2014 is the demise of the low-saturated fat diet. You know, that high-carbohydrate-laden food pyramid-derived diet really crashed and burned in 2014 because a lot of new research came in, and a lot of important opinion makers shifted in their view about that we should be avoiding fat, that we should be avoiding cholesterol, that we should just drink skim milk and, you know, have low-fat yogurt. Turns out to have been a major wrong turn. There's a great book by Nina Teicholz called A Big Fat Surprise. Everyone should read it because it really lays out the case for how politics and industry, just bad science, caused us to take a wrong turn. A lot of people got fat around that wrong premise.
Well, but a lot of people, there are plenty, especially where the government is concerned and the big businesses that basically control the government, that want you to do something that makes them money. In this circumstance, all fat is not bad, and that's what you're saying, and that's basically everybody staying away from fats. We need fats.
Well, absolutely.
Right? Isn't that the premise?
Absolutely.
But you've got to know the difference between the good fats and the bad fats.
Exactly. But there's no question that processed food, whether it's high in fat or high in sugar, is bad for you. I think there's no debate about that. But an effort to carve the fat out of our diets has proven to be a real losing proposition because more people are getting fat, diabetic. We're having an epidemic of degenerative disease. People in future generations are going to live shorter rather than longer. We're going backwards in terms of our progress towards achieving longevity.
All right, another top story is the testosterone controversy for men. Yes?
Yep, big story because this year, first of all, you see all these ads for low T, draggy-looking guy looking in the mirror, and then, he puts some testosterone on, and all of a sudden he's supercharged, right? The low T concept has really taken hold in people's minds. It's been well-marketed. But I really believe this is important. I think it's an important tool for doctors to be able to give testosterone. Turns out that testosterone actually may not be that bad for you.
You get right down to it. All right, Ron's back in the next half hour with some New Year's resolutions in terms of medical issues.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
All right, so let's cycle back to what we all are thinking about the end of the year and the new year. There was an orchestra leader. Leader, where did that come from? An orchestra leader. See what you do to me, Jennifer? An orchestra leader named Guy Lombardo, whose voice you hear.
I love him.
And the orchestra is called the Royal Canadians. They played this song as a New Year's Eve tune for the first time on this night in 1929. And since then, Auld Lang Syne has been the band's theme song. And then the band went away and other people kept it going, kept either recordings of this going or made their own versions of it, as we have a number of the different versions of Auld Lang Syne, starting with the Beach Boys and going through to some people that you'd be surprised to hear. Where did Auld Lang Syne begin? Poet Robert Burns said he heard an old man singing the words and wrote them down, but Burns is considered the original author. Apparently that's not true. The literal translation means old long since. Less literal, days gone by. The writers and editors of Those Were the Days spent a lot of time with days gone by. So I guess that our focus should be on what has gone by in the terms of this past year, and what do we want for the future. Here's Chris Isaak. I think we raise our eyebrows when we listen to him do Auld Lang Syne.
No, he does good stuff.
You like this?
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot in days of old anxiety?
Let's try Susan Boyle out for size, Richie.
Never brought to mind. Should all
things up a bit, Richie.
Let's see, where did Lou go?
Right there.
Oh,
old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old anxiety. Contrast a big bad voodoo daddy.
Goodness.
Oh, you like them.
Sounds like Lucy.
Richie. Great job.
Let me just have a little fun here. Hold on.
Is this straight
note
chaser?
Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles.
Funky New Year.
Guy Lombardo's worth that.
I don't know. Funky New Year. Those are the Eagles?
Yeah.
Really? Funky New Year. I don't think I've ever heard this before. Funky New Year. Yeah. I like the traditional stuff.
You mean like Jimi Hendrix?
No, Jimi Hendrix.
No?
I know you do, though.
That's not traditional for you?
No. 28 after the hour, as we wish you a happy new year, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for the last day of 2014.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call for cost information. Go out and lender license. Call 50 states and number 3030.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCA.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This question earlier on, well, I guess we've addressed it in a number of ways because it's New Year's Eve Day on the Good Day program. 33 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn here, and Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us with a review, a couple of more things that are in the top 10 list this past year with regard to the... What is it with you? Keep playing these.
What is going on?
I got to delete this.
Well, why do we keep having these?
Because on one computer I run a backup sometimes.
Yeah.
For earlier in the day, yeah. And I just had it. I hadn't deleted it.
Right.
I got to delete it.
Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Get it now?
Yeah. Thank you, with me?
The New Year's Eve question as to how you're spending your time. A lot of people are asking that at work today. If anybody even goes to work today, let's see. A, going to our town's version of Times Square. B, going to a party. C, going out on a romantic date, just the two of us. Staying home with Ryan Seacrest. Have a romantic day with him.
I wish.
I have no plans yet. All right, so Richie, what of those five are you going to do?
Having friends over to the house.
Having friends over. That isn't there, so you have... But how come, Kenny, that didn't make it on there? Going to a private friend.
Rich didn't tell me what he was doing before.
Okay.
He broke the system.
Yeah. All right. Kenny, what are you doing? Ready for tomorrow on the Good Day program.
Well, yeah, I am doing a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But I have not been advised what our family's
doing. Oh, really? No, really. I haven't been advised that we're going to dinner at 6:15. That was what I was advised about what I'm doing tonight.
You know what would be super special?
What?
Is if you thought of the dinner and made the reservations for
Actually, I think I did. I think, wasn't it me that, didn't I think of dinner? If I remember correctly? Why are you smiling at me?
I just think it's a little more romantic right. If you come up
with it. Wait a minute. Why? What are you
I was
laughing
talking
at?
To Meredith off camera.
Wait a minute. I'm turning the microphone on. What are you laughing about? Wasn't it my idea to go have a nice dinner?
I found the restaurant.
I know you found the restaurant. You made the reservation, but it was, wasn't it my idea?
Because if it wasn't,
you know how many points?
Doug would be driving the tractor until 9 o'clock at night, walking in the living room with ticks in his hair and dirt and
going,
money,
New Year's, who cares?
Manure coveralls on. Watch, get something to eat, watch TV for 20 minutes, and then fall asleep.
I'm sure glad I brought this up.
You know, I'm just saying it. Score big points.
Okay, all right.
Take care of your lady there.
We are. We have a nice romantic dinner.
Yeah, that she had to do the thing for.
No, I came up with the idea.
She's going to put the credit card out too, Jeff?
She had the device. She looked up restaurants that were open.
The
and
device?
Made
it's called a telephone.
No, it was a computer. It was an iPhone, in fact. And just use, what is that thing you have? Best restaurants? What's that thing?
It's called a phone.
Open table. Open table.
Right.
She's an open
table.
Good
stuff. I love open table.
Okay, enough of that. All right, Dr. Ron Hoffman's going to join us in a few minutes. We'll revise or revisit the top 10 stories, a couple of them in terms of medicine for the year, and then when they do New Year's resolutions, the Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton does not like 11 a.m. kickoffs, wants to use his power to do something about it. He was interviewed by a newspaper reporter yesterday, said he wants to propose legislation for next year barring any Minnesota home game from kicking off before noontime. This guy's serious about this. Nothing must be going on in Minnesota. He said they talk about the concern regarding attendance at the games. They start at 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to propose that we pass a law that no football game in Minnesota can start before noon. And then he said, quote, if you want a tailgate, you have to be there by 9 a.m. Most students don't think and aren't even awake at 9 a.m. Minnesota had all four Big Ten games, home games starting at 11 a.m. local time this year. Television times determined 2 weeks prior to the game. Networks make their selections based on attractiveness of matchups. When I went up and went to, I grew up and went to the Gopher games, he said they started at 1 or 1:30. Can you believe there's nothing else going on in Minnesota? This guy, is football that big there too? Is it like Texas and Ohio and Florida?
Football is big everywhere.
No, it's not. Not big here.
And
the Patriots?
Yeah. And it's getting to the point where TV's dictating when the games are so that the people who go to these colleges don't even get to go to their own games.
They don't get a chance.
Really? Yeah. All right. Well, it seems kind of silly to me. However, I'm just a non-football fan. What do I know? Here's the most important. This is headlines, datelines. Everybody, stop what you're doing. Stop the presses. Hold your horses. King Abdullah has been admitted to the hospital.
King Abdullah, he was a great basketball player.
King Abdullah.
Jabbar, right?
Was admitted to the hospital for a medical evaluation. Same age as George Bush. Matter of fact, the two guys are great pals. You knew that, right? King Abdullah and George Bush, the father, are great friends. And it goes back to...
They're in the Carlyle group together.
Yes, they are. That's exactly right, Richie. They are investors in many things together. The Saudis, not our friends, but the Saudi leaders, have made it their business to be pals with pretty much every American president since World War II. And they've all known King Abdullah has been there. King Abdullah, last year, spent $300 million on airplanes. That tells you how much. Meanwhile, 40% of the people in Saudi Arabia are out of work. But he spent $300 million buying planes for himself and his family. Boeing like this, good deal for Boeing. Sell him three planes, that's cool, right? 90 years old, and it's a headline. Why is it a headline? Who gives a patoot about this guy? Other than the fact that he's now... Actually, it was him who was responsible for saying, up yours... to OPEC, we're going to keep pouring the oil into the market. We don't care what it what its price is. And by the way, oil has fallen below 56 bucks. Biggest annual drop since 2008. $56 oil, Richie, translates into $2 gasoline. Or actually, when it gets to $54 a barrel, if you translate by the old formula, that means the gasoline should be selling on average around the country for $1.94. At $54 a barrel, $1.94.
I read an interesting article the other day about how this is Saudi Arabia's way of basically driving Iran into bankruptcy.
That's okay.
Yeah.
If that's the
because it also drives Venezuela.
Yeah.
And Russia into bankruptcy, too.
Yep. All right.
Works for me.
Good and the bad of both. King Abdullah is a boob, but he's helping us put these other
Apparently, the Saudis did this before, and that's how they drove the Shah out.
Mm-hmm. Iran.
Of Iran, right, yeah. Is they basically bankrupted them by flooding the market with oil, and that was their only resource. And they basically, shut everything down.
Do it again. Get rid of the Ayatollah Hungabunga. Who's there? Dr. Ron Hoffman in a moment. More intelligent medicine for your ears and your mind here on Good Day.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do lots of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank On It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank On It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License 1256 and unless number 3030.
16 and change for the hour. Moving into the health zone now. Back with us is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who at drhoffman.com has an excellent medical newsletter called Intelligent Medicine, in which he has listed the top 10 health news stories of the year. You might want to check it out as a reference point. We're going to get to some New Year's resolutions, but we were talking about in the last half hour some of the things, the demise of the low saturated fat diet and how that's been discredited, the need for men to have testosterone supplements, that's important, artificial sweeteners, those sorts of things. I don't know that you have, because it's not a traditional list, you don't have, I don't think, a whole lot, although I see that you have as number four addressed the health care issue. Is this Obamacare, Affordable Health Care Act, the lack of access people are finding? And I guess maybe I would wonder out loud how it's affected your business as a medical practitioner with his own clinic in New York City.
But, you know, I do talk about that. You know, one of the themes for 2014, in my opinion, was the decline of mainstream medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are so many impositions and restrictions placed on doctors, salary cuts, the need to buy very expensive computer hardware and software to get bills processed. And more doctors are either quitting or they're joining hospitals. So the era of the independent family doc, you know, the little office and, you know, very personal care, that's over. It's over because all the bureaucratization of medicine.
But that's what your practice is. Is your practice over?
I actually am, in the medical profession, I'm sort of an outlier because I really structure my practice. I mean, like, I'm a solo practitioner.
Yeah.
I work with a nutritionist. It's a small office. It's very individualized care. But I'm off the grid in terms of insurance. Obamacare or whatever, Medicare, it does not cover my
people
services.
People choose to go. And that's why I asked you when you and I visited earlier in the year, because I wanted some of your advice. And you said you may get a practice not to practice on people that you work with, which I thought was interesting. Because the other people that I have on the program are all people that I use as resources for my own health care. And I understand your point of view. Interesting that the fellow that I use, you know, Ken Kronhaus, who is a cardiologist, and I go to him every year for a really complete physical that's sort of an electronic physical, if you know what I mean. All the pictures, the bells, whistles, machines. But I have a fellow locally who's just cut out of the same cloth exactly as you are here in suburban Boston that I have a physical with. And he is, as you, he was working for a nonprofit healthcare agency. And he didn't like the way he was treated. He had his own practice. And then he quit, went to work for these people. And he decided, he and his wife, that they were going to start a practice just as you have. He has two people in the office with him.
Yep.
And it's a boutique kind of a place that you would go to that if you pay your own medical, people that go there can afford to write a check to pay for the kind of care that they want. He's not going to have people he doesn't even take.
And you know, this is the way it is in all countries that have socialized medicine, is that if you look at, you know, Germany, Scandinavia, England, you know, where they have socialized medicine, they do have these types of practices where people, you know, they say, well, look, I can find, if I have a disastrous illness, I get run over by a truck, you know, great, that medical care, the standard medical care will be covered. But for optimization purposes, for a little more personalized care, for getting more time with a doctor, people pay for it like they pay for other types of commodities
and thus
in life.
The decline of mainstream medicine, which you write about. Okay, so let's now focus for a few minutes on what you would think would be perfect resolves. If you're going to do, as I went through our things that were on the poll yesterday, what you're going to do in terms of health and well-being, what's the number one most important resolve that works?
Well, first, let's keep in mind that according to a recent study, you know, nearly half of Americans make resolutions, but a mere 8% attain success. So it's generally it's an illusory thing. You know, people sign up for gym memberships in January. By you know, February, they're done. You know, so I want to make it, you know, real tangible resolutions, clear cut endpoints, very specific goals. And so I wrote about this in our newsletter. You can find it at drhoffman.com. I start by saying use a tracker, because this is going to be the year of the app or the wearable, which is going to revolutionize our self-care, because we'll be able to track virtually every activity, you know, our walking, our climbing, our running. The amount of time we sleep can be tracked and monitored. Our diets can be monitored. What we eat, what we weigh, we can graph it. We can, you know, six ways to Sunday, we can see it, you know, with devices.
Yep.
And more these devices, the iWatch will be introduced in 2015, so that should be amazing. So get, number one, get a tracker. Use a tracker, make a commitment, analyze your food intake, your sleep, your exercise, your body composition. The possibilities are endless. So in terms of specific goals, I suggest that people attempt to lose just 5% of their body weight. Now, that doesn't mean you need to lose 20 pounds unless you weigh 400 pounds, right? So a lot of people think, well, that's a modest goal. Okay, so I weigh, you know, 220. So what does that mean? I need to lose 11 pounds. That's not an unattainable goal
for
2015.
I have
it's
to
more realistic.
11, okay? 12 pounds is what I need in order to get my weight in the where the chart says it's supposed to be for my height.
But wait. You are not 220. So whatever your weight is, even losing 5% of your body weight, which might for you might be, you know, 5, 6, 7 pounds, that could be huge in terms of health benefits. So pick a modest goal. Check out my diet. It's the salad and salmon diet. It's a very, very easily implementable diet that you can follow. It's like a Mediterranean diet is a great way to lose
salad
weight.
And salmon, something we do here now a lot. We just signed up for a thing. What's called the food? What is it, Meredith? It's a food. What is it called? Hello Fresh. which is a service that sends you all the food. You put it together, and we had some soup last night. It was delicious, very healthy, just the right portions and stuff. And I think that's kind of the thing that people are conscious, you know, and you don't have a lot of time. Maybe that's a good idea, but if you have the time, think about it. I think that's what Ron is saying. Check out his Intelligent Medicine newsletter for the new year. Make that a resolve at Dr. Hoffman with two Fs, drhoffman.com. Happy New Year, Ron.
Having a ball while staying.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What's so bad about this? You have Dick Clark, that's tradition. You have Malamar's, the greatest cookie of all time. And you're about to give the Knicks their first championship since 1973.
It had to be you. It had to be you.
There has to be a clip in here, Richie, that we all know.
It's not because I'm lonely, and it's not because it's New Year's Eve. I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
All right, come on. Play the right clip, will you?
You ready?
Yeah.
Right, here it comes.
What does this song mean?
No.
I don't know what this song means. I mean, should old acquaintance be forgotten?
No, that's not the right clip.
We should forget old acquaintances. It doesn't mean if we happen to forget them, we should remember them, which is not possible because we
have whatever she's having. Where's that clip?
Let me go see if I can find that. I don't have that here.
You don't have that there? Oh, my God. What an outrage. Harry Connick Jr. singing the theme, It Had to Be You, from the movie When Harry Met Sally, which was the number one movie at the end of the year, 1989. 15-year-old. No, 50. This is a 25-year-old movie. Rob Reiner's mother, Carl Reiner's wife. When at that point, Carl Reiner's wife is sitting at another table. Chucka, you remember this, right? She looks over.
Sure.
And the waiter comes up here and she says, I'll have what she's having. One of the classic lines out of a classic movie. So this is Meg Ryan.
Didn't she just make that up off the cuff?
Yeah. No, it was all the... Whenever the Reiners were involved in stuff, Carl Reiner... We went to a lunch. With him,
I actually think earlier. Bob Reiner's mother came up with that line.
Yeah, that's what Richie said.
And then
right.
Did the film.
Yeah, right. It was great. Perfect.
Is that your definitive New Year's Eve movie?
No, I don't know what my definitive New Year's movie is. I think that's a good movie. I think that's the kind of movie people chastise me all the time because they say I don't laugh at funny movies. I think that's a laughable, durable. I like Billy Crystal anyway, and anything that the Reiners are involved in, usually I find funny because it really is funny. It isn't the usual. You know,
well, I was going to say there's only one definitive New Year's Eve movie, and that's The Side Adventure from 1972.
That's right. There you go. All right. Chucker has the top movies in his mind from 2014. We'll have that list in a moment here on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Go to jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Chuck Curry, I'm happy to say Chucker has been with me longer than anybody else. And he has done a lot of talking and discussing and enjoying with us time over the years. I just want to say Happy New Year to you, Chucker, and your wife and your child. I value your friendship and the fun stuff that you bring to us as you make us think about what there is valuable in movies and DVDs and all that sort of stuff. You're the man. So what, in your mind, are the top movies of the year?
My top favorite movie of 2014, number 10, Chef, Family Meets Cooking. Very enjoyable film, directed and starring actor Jean Favreau. He won't be nominated for an Oscar, but he should be. Number 9, The Equalizer with Denzel Washington. He's awesome in everything, but really awesome in this film. I want to see a sequel. Number 8, Birdman. Michael Keaton reveling on the big screen once again. He's very good. Number 7, Captain America 2. Great script, great direction. One of the best superhero movies ever made. Number 6, David Fincher's Gone Girl. Terrific lead performance by Rosamund Pike, who should become a star off this movie. Number 5, Whiplash, some of the most intense 2 hours I've ever had in a movie theater. Number 4, Fault in Our Stars, this generation's love story. I Say Yes, liked it immensely. Number 3, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, great filmmaking. And number 2, Guardians of the Galaxy. And number 1, Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler, I don't even know what that's about.
What's Jake Nightcrawler? Gyllenhaal. It's sort of like Network meets Taxi Driver.
It's a
movie that feels like you're watching in the 1970s.
The one where he was the reporter following everybody.
But what's number 3, did you say?
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Number 2 is Guardians of the Galaxy.
I just knew there had to be an ape movie in there someplace.
Yes.
Right, Richie?
That's right.
To you too, Doug.
The years are not complete without at least one good ape movie. Chuck Curry, movie man, part of the important Good Day, everyday occurrence here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.